every bump, every result. Length Bumps 2012 on CAMFM 97.2. We are going over straight now live to M at Grassy Corner. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to, though we've got some technical difficulties in the studio, but I'm sure M can give you a bit of a rundown on what's happening there right now. Hello, M.
Hi, yes, you joined us in the middle of Women's Division 2, and obviously we've not got a full commentary team, so it's just me coming from Grassy Corner, but I will give you the best account of things as I can from here. So, you join us with Peterhouse at the top, Girton, then Murrayeds, MS2, LMBC 2, Fitz, Sydney Sussex, Jesus 2, Hughes Hall, Robinson, Pembroke 2, Homerton, First and Third 2, St Edmunds, Christ 2, Anglia Ruskin, Keys 2, and Noonan 2, the sandwich boat. Now, as you join, I can see coming down the river Peterhouse, but they're being followed closely by Girton and Murrayeds. But it looks like Murrayeds are closing on Girton, and it looks like there's going to be a bump within the next few seconds. Peterhouse are pulling away as they come into Grassy Corner, although they're taking the corner very tight, which may cost them dearly in a few minutes. So, Peterhouse are rowing past me as we speak. Looks like it'll be a clean row over for them. But coming up after that, Murrayeds are closing on Girton. So it's the Murrayeds top team. The whistles are going. They're within half a length, and there could be a bump to come there. They're pulling ever closer as they come round the corner. You can tell what's going to happen there. Oh, and they have almost touched. They have touched. So Murrayeds have bumped Girton right before my eyes, and they're still going to pull over. It looks like Peterhouse going to row over quite comfortably because there's a considerable gap between them and the next boat. There has been a bump further down the river, which I suspect may be LMBC 2 on... which I suspect may be LMBC 2 on Emma 2. We've yet to see. Behind that, it looks like there is another bump of Sydney Sussex on Fitzwilliam. I'll confirm this for you in a second, but at the moment it looks like LMBC 2 have bumped up on Emma 2 and Sydney Sussex have bumped up on Fitz. Now, I'll be able to confirm that momentarily, depending on who is the next boat to come around the corner. If you join us now, I'm sorry we've got slightly reduced commentary because we're having some technical difficulties, but I'm live at Grassy Corner in the middle of W2. So, coming up now, it does not look like it is Jesus. It looks instead like Robinson are coming up, which would suggest that Hughes Hall have also bumped up on Jesus too. I'll confirm that for you in a moment, but at the moment, it does indeed look like he's had a lot of bumps. So before getting to first post corner, it looks like LMBC 2 have bumped Emma 2 and Sydney Sussex have bumped Fitzwilliam. And Jesus... Oh, no, sorry. So LMBC 2 look like they bumped Emma 2. Sydney Sussex look like they bumped Fitzwilliam. And Hughes Hall look like they bumped Jesus 2. We'll confirm that in a few minutes. But Robinson are just rowing past, and it looks like they're going to have a nice clean row over as long as they don't crash or anything of the sort. And I can see another crew coming up. There's quite a considerable gap between them, so it's looking...
And I'm afraid, I think we may have lost M there, unfortunately. Technical difficulties in the studio. I'm just going to, we'll try and get her back on the phone as soon as possible. Meanwhile, you can listen to a bit of Swedish House Mafia. Really sorry again, we have got Em back on the phone, thankfully, so we'll go over to Em now at Grassy Corner. Hello?
Hello, yes. Okay, so first and third have just rowed past, so it looks like they're going to row over. Anglia Ruskin are rowing on, though, and they're trying to catch first and third, because Christ 2 has bumped St Edmunds further at the corner. Two also look like they're going to row over, and Noonan 2 look like they're going to row over. Although I have to say that Keys... A closing on Anglia Ruskin as they come round the corner. We'll have to give you a rundown of what happens further on along the course with our summary from our late commentator. But as the final crew pulls past me, Neiman 2, it looks like there have been a lot of bumps. So, and it all looks like it's happened, ironically, before first post. So what I have so far is that Peterhouse rode over, Murrayeds bumped upon Girton, LMBC bumped upon Emma, Sydney Sussex bumped up on Fitz, Hughes Hall bumped upon Jesus, Robinson Road over, Homerton bumps up on Pembroke, Merseyside Road over, Christchurch bump up on St Edmunds, Angley Ruskin look like they're going to row over, they're trying to go for the over bump, Keys 2 row over, Newnham 2 row over. And we'll confirm that for you in a few minutes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Em. Again, apologies for the technical difficulties we've had in the studio, but we will be back with you to confirm the results as soon as we can. By the results tent, ready to give us a definitive update on what happened in that last race. Hello, Emma.
Hello there, Anne.
Hi.
Hello. Right, these are the results for the women's second division. Peterhouse W1 rode over. Girton W1 were bumped by Murray Edwards W1. Emmanuel W2 were bumped by Lady Margaret W2. Fitzwilliam W1 were bumped by Sydney Sussex W1. Jesus W2 were bumped by Hugh Hall W1. Pembroke W1 rode over. Robinson W1 rode over. Pembroke W2 were bumped by Hobbiton W1. First and third Trinity seconds rode over. St Edmunds W1 were bumped by Christ. Anglia Ruskins first rode over. Keys rode over, and Newnham second, the sandwich boat rode over.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Emma.
Okay, thank you.
Another exciting race.